Brother Freedom and I are just praising the Lord this Tuesday afternoon. We're so thankful for God's wonderful goodness, and he's got something that the Lord's given him, starting him down a wonderful road in the book of Psalms. So if you have Psalms close, you might be ready to turn there. And we're just looking forward to a wonderful time in the Lord, because the Holy Spirit surprises us again and again with his glory, his goodness, and his love. Thank you, Father, for how you're touching us and also the listeners out there, our wonderful brothers and sisters who are seeking for the deeper life. Lord, we want all of you, but we want you to take over in our lives and be the Lord of our lives in the deepest, most glorious way. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who helps us to achieve that. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you. We praise you because we know that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And Father, that everything about us is made after you. And we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from you. From the Father above, there's no barrenness, neither shadow of turning. Without you, Father, we know that you're real. And we know your eyes are over the righteous. And your ears are open to their cries. And you're looking for someone that you can bless. Because your word says your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show yourself strong on behalf whose heart is made perfect toward you. So you're looking to be strong upon that one out there today that feels like they're sort of not where they should be, but you want to bless them. You want to include them. You want to move upon them in a mighty way. We pray that you bring deliverance to those this day that needs that direct deliverance, to that mighty power, that mighty anointing, the shedding of your mighty spirit upon them. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. They might be filled with a joy forevermore. They might receive Jesus as their Savior. Those right now that's in the sound of my voice, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You can accept him this day, and you can know him and have him in a very special way. And for those that have him, there's a deeper walk for you. I want to say that there's a different walk that you can have. It's in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you just seek God and call upon him. And he will make himself real to you in a very special way. There's victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for what you've done. We thank you for all your blessings. We pray that you move mightily in the name of Jesus. Amen. To amen, be amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, is really exciting to realize that he's wonderful. In Psalms, the 34th chapter of Psalms, the first verse, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, this is something that he's making a declaration. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, he's declaring, shall continually be in my mouth. And my soul shall make the Lord boast the Lord. You know, we need to realize that we need to praise the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord. And how do we do that? You might ask me, how do you do that? Well, I'll tell you, first of all, you do it by letting your heart be in right standing with God. You know, when you get out here and just live all day long and you're just so careful about observing the things of the Lord, and you're careful what comes to your mind, and you hear some vulgar thing, you reject it out of your spirit, that makes God bless. You're blessing the Lord when you do that. But you get out here and start doing things and lose having anger and little things that people do, and you might be even Christians do it, but still, it don't bless God. Because God is love. And how you bless him, you respect what his laws are. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, at the words of my mouth. So when we respect the laws of the Lord, and he knows it because he reads our heart. He knows exactly what we're thinking. He knows all about you. In that, you don't hold any secrets from him. Everything in the darkest secret in your heart, God knows about it. So, you know, the easiest way to do it is just come clean with him and say, Lord, you know me better than anybody. I know I'm a mess and I need help, and there's no one the one I can go to. I mean, everybody, if I went to man, I mean, they'd slander me, they'd put me out, and they wouldn't want to have me be around me. But you're the one that I can go to, the one that I can seek, the one that I can give my whole all to you, and you'll still love me. You'll still love my, oh, come, Sheila, oh, you'll have that settledness in your heart that all's well. We're living in a very difficult time, but I believe that we can all bless the Lord at all times. We can live in such a way that we're going to be blessed. The Bible says that we might walk worthy of the Lord and are all pleasing. Pleasing is the same as blessing. When you please God, you're blessing Him. It's all being fruitful in every good work. So we, as we increase, we don't need to increase in the things that are questionable, even the things that we don't even know about. There's no need to put our vocabulary in that effort. But where we need to start increasing is the things that are spiritual. It's not so much having a supernatural IQ. That's not it. But having the things that God has. Simply, our simplicity is upon the Lord. When I think that the words of my mouth, and I get that in my heart, and the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable. See, I'm praying this now. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. See, I'm making a confession that He is the Lord, my strength, and He's my strength. He's my power. He's my waymaker. And He is that simplicity. I can start speaking those things and they will come as being done. We need to learn by our words we justified or by our words we condemned. We claim big things. We speak things and they're going to happen. See, that's how we grow in the Lord. Where you grow in the Lord is you take the things that are not and believe that they're going to be as what is, and God wants you to do that, and you're going to grow. So you see out here someone says, well, you know, we're just having a bad day this day and we're having troubles. And you say, you don't see it that way. He said, no, you don't tell them that because they might laugh at you and you're not going to receive any blessing from disturbing them at that time. But how you help people, they're seeing what's happening to you. You see, you're the one that once had, you had troubles trusting, you had trouble believing, and you had a lot of doubts would come in your heart, and you had criticism, and you have a little judgmental, and all these things were our past days when we started out with the Lord. But this one that, instead of you just coming on real strong, that person starts seeing within you there's something happening, something wonderful. There's something that's happening that's maturing. The Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God is coming down in you from the very crown of your head, the very sole of your feet, and you're being electrified by heaven. How come I see the joy of the Lord is your strength? It says the righteous cry out, the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their troubles. The righteous cry out. God's listening. He's listening. You don't have to worry about being alone. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. For my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show myself strong on the behalf whose heart is made perfect toward me. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I shall forgive their sins and heal the land. What a bargain. See, that's what Jesus did. When He came and He gave His life on that cruel cross, and all the things that Jesus went through was terrible, was beyond, the Father couldn't even look upon it, it was terrible. But with it, that sacrifice gave us all here this day atonement of sin. And we can have God appropriate sin as, therefore be justified by faith, for receive Jesus Christ as a Savior, therefore be justified by faith. We have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is power and anointing through the faith of God that we receive for the atonement of our sins. We've all sinned. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the wages of sin is death. But we can have the freedom of the mighty move from heaven, knowing that surely that God has set us free, that we're more than conquerors through Him, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. Greater is He that's within me than he that's in the world. Let not my heart no longer be troubled, then let it be afraid. God's not giving you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you, come and see the great and mighty things that you know not. You know, our trouble is we don't call upon God enough. And we don't spend enough serious time in meditating to God. See, that's why people don't hear from God. God's told me this many times. People are so busy talking that they're not listening. When you're talking, you're not listening. Because God only made us one way. I know you and women, they can't talk and hear at the same time very well. It means they're giving a message out here and bringing another message in their brain. No, I don't think so. That brings confusion. So when we keep our mind upon the Lord, it's a clarity that God is a many pakamash. As we meditate upon Him, we bring our mind and our soul, our spirit in God's management. We bring our whole life in the ability of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. We get out here and go in our own efforts, in our own way. We're telling God, I don't need you really, Lord. And the only way that I, hear me out, the only way that you can do this really right is to meditate upon the Lord. Think upon these things that are good. Think upon Him. Think upon that wonderful sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. That's what our number one priority is. And until we get this where it should be, we shouldn't be out here judging someone. You know, instead of judging someone, we just need to pray for people. We need to say, Lord, thank you. I thank you for what you've done for me. If it wasn't for your grace, for your mercy, I would be there being worse, Lord. And I thank you for thy great greatness upon me. I thank you for thy spirit of love. I thank you for the atonement was made on Calvary's cross, that I can be freed from the bondage of sin. And I'd be set free forevermore by the power of God and the salvation. And God has given us the one that's going to, the helper of our life, which is the Holy Spirit. It says, the eyes are over the righteous and their ears open to the cries. The face against them that do evil. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. So you can't get out here and say, go to church on Sunday and do evil on Monday. You're just messing up your own self. Your nest is getting so dirty, you can't live in it. You need to keep that nest you live in holy. That needs to be your chapel. That needs to be the place of prayer. That needs to be that place of consecration and dedication. We all need an altar, and an altar is a place that we can go and seek God. And God says, I see you, my child. Stay on your knees to me right now, and keep your eyes and humility, and He'll bless us. He tells us to wait upon Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It says, they shall mount up wings of eagles. They shall run and be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. It says, be sober. Being sober is something blessed. Because when you're sober, it means that you have a clarity being able to think. When you're drunkenness, then you're sort of, your thinking is impaired. It's not truly right. So we need to always keep in a place of on guard all the time. We're walking upright before our God. That I'm not walking in drunkenness. I'm walking in God's beauty and His blessing. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Hear me, there's times when you and I and all of us go through troubles. We got an edge on those that don't have the Lord. God's there. He wants you to learn to cry out because He is our Father. He's the Kamashila. He is the one we go to. He's our strength. He's our refuge. He's our mighty God. In Him, by trust, we know no other. And He becomes our waymaker. He becomes the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. And we walk in His guidance, in His direction. And we walk, come in that place of being maturing in the Lord. God's people, to hear me this day, we need to learn to start maturing in the Lord. That one day the children will not have to walk as a child. This is why a child, I thought as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Then love selleth long as kind, love bondeth now itself, is not puffed up that the day of itself unseemly, seeking not our own, rejoice not iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, so hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. It says there are prophecies, there's tongues, and all these things, they shall vanish away. But His word will not vanish away. God was not righteous that he would make mistakes. God is supernaturally wonderful, and he wants to bless you in mighty ways. He'll help you through the affliction, the troubles of life that you come across day by day, and he will go beside you. He'll walk with you. The Lord is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, if thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. Thou knowest my heaven long, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you can retain this from now to the day that you go to heaven. You need to keep that. Don't lose it. You know, there's some things that they tell you in your records. Don't lose this because it's for your income tax and all these things. Well, this is, the Lord is my shepherd. You need to retain that. For you'll go through the house of the Lord forever, and you'll have that surely goodness and mercy upon thee all the days of your life, and you should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the seal of God upon you, the power of God, the anointing that never fails. We're like a ship sinking until we met Jesus. That ship that we get on is going shipwrecked. We're going towards destruction. We're going toward a time of no way out. But God comes down through the storm, miraculously saves you from being shipwrecked. He saves you from all harm. And he'll save you that you one day walk in his presence. You may have a few troubles from now to get there, but he is going to be with you. If the Lord is your shepherd, you will not have to walk. He maketh you to lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still waters. He restoreth your soul. He will do those things. Yea, I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Yeah, we'll even get that place. But you don't have to worry. He'll go with you. He says, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My eyes over the righteous. My ears open to their cries. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you didn't know not. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteousness. You know, we need to shout for joy. Oh, hallelujah. We need to shake ourselves. You know, we got in this day that we're living, we need to electrify ourselves. Positive confessions all the time. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I had a scripture here that talks about the soul that David had to talk and speak to his soul. Soul, straighten up. Where art thou cast down, my soul? Why art thou cast down? We're talking to ourselves now. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? There's times when we think we're in trouble. But don't let it bother you. Why art thou so disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall praise him, for thee who will help with his confidence. O my Lord, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan. When we're souls cast down, that's the time that we need to cry out, Abba, Father, I'm going down the ship, I'm sinking, and my ship is going to soon be shipwrecked without you. Oh, my soul would be saved, that our soul might have that appetite, God the Father. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, my hope's in God. For I shall yet praise him who healed my countenance. Heals my countenance. How come we need our countenance healed? How come we need the supernatural? Oh, there's someone out there today. You've had trouble with your soul. God wants to save you this day. He wants to get you on fire. And God wants to set you free. That you're no longer tormented. You must say, oh, my soul. God wants to save you. The enemy wants to come to lie to you. He wants to tell you you're a waste. You're a has-been. You're not nothing. But I want you to know that God is here to say that you're his child. God's here to save you. God's here to rescue you. God's here to make his face shine upon you, to be good to you, to bless you in a mighty way. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God's come to give you life and give you more abundant life. God's come to give you reproof and correction. He's given you the fortification of God's Spirit. Greater is he that's with you than he that's in the world. Let your heart be troubled. Then let it be afraid.
God said, awake, my child, awake, for I, the Lord, have called thee. I'm here, my child. Wake, my child, for I wish to touch thee this day in a mighty way. I wish to save thee, my child. I wish to make my face to shine upon thee. I wish to go with thee, my child. Look to me and no other, and I shall rescue this day. I shall rescue thee from the sin that thou hast been. I shall no longer be tormented by the imps of hell, but I shall deliver thee. Believe on the Lord thy God, and I shall set thee free. I will make a way for thee, and thou shalt live with me forever and ever and ever. For I have no one that can only one that can do this, and I am speaking to thee this day. I have a place for thee, and I have a shelter for thee, and I have a protection for thee. I have a guidance system for thee. I've got radar, sonar, and all these things. I have greater things than anything that no one can understand. And I have a supernatural power for thee, to my child, this day. And I will do great and mighty supernatural things than those who will seek me this day. For I'm in the day of the now. And I say, since there's many things happening this now, I have greater things in the spiritual and now that no one knows about. And I shall supernaturally bless thee. If thou shalt call upon me, I will help thee. And I will come against those that disturb thee, those that would show troubles thee on this day. I will help thee, and I will bless thee. Be not afraid, for I shall go with thee, my child. I will go with thee, my child. Do not worry. Do not worry. Be worried well, then, for producing, and thou shalt reap. If you faint not, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you, my child. Look to me, and I will save thee this day. For I love thee, my children. I love thee. For those that sit in despair this day, I love thee. Call on me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great, mighty things, says the Spirit of God. Father God, all praise you this day. I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way. Let them know that you will deliver our soul. Our soul is the greatest thing that we have. We save our soul. That's all we need to save. Oh, Hamashina Makomashina. That's seven. Our soul is worth saving out there today. God wants you to give him your all, and God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray that God will comfort you this day. For those of you who have been walking through the valley of despair, God's here to set you free. God's here to make you a new path, a new road before thee. The pathway of justice, a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. I say, when I first started out, it's sort of a rough passage. But I say, if thou wilt stay with the Lord thy God, that day will go to a place that thou'll be walking in more perfect peace. My child, look to me and no other. And I shall comfort thee, my ones. I will comfort thee. Call on me, and I'll answer thee. Be not afraid, for I've not given thee the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Touch them in a mighty way. And I pray that you uphold them, uplift them in a mighty way. And I bless those all this day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. Everyone out there, say that to the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. And my soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Lord, we want our lives to be a vessel of praise. We want to offer ourselves as a testimony to the world that we love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, that we want you to take charge this day. We want you to fill us, thrill us, move yourself upon us only you can. And Father, we thank you for the Savior. We thank you for this Jesus Christ, the righteous, the propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, but for the sins of the world. And Father God, we thank you for Jesus, but you said, it's needful that I go. He went away where he sent the Comforter. And Father, we thank you for the Comforter. The Holy Ghost is real in this hour, that we, as God's people, need that comfort today. And Holy Ghost, we want you to know that we love you. Father God, we love you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, we love you this day. We pray that you bless your people in a mighty way. We offer you glory to God be on your people forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, your people. God bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.